Okay, we're in middle of, we started Perek Yud Ches, on page 46 on top. I don't know what it is at the bottom. Twelve lines in the beginning of the paragraph, or 13 lines in the top of the page. Then page... At the bottom, it's 76 in the English. At the bottom of the English, Tanya's, is page 75 and 76. We have 13 lines in the top of the page or 12 lines in the beginning of the parak. Last time we were learning that the Alter Rebbe is saying, how is it possible that Torah Mitzvahs is so close and easy to the person? So you start explaining, first you reveal this open love of Hashem, and if you can't do it, you reveal the hidden love of Hashem. And he says, even if you cannot even awaken a stimulation in the mind of Hashem, he says in Perek Yud Ches, don't worry about it. Because every Jew has a natural, instinctive, inborn love of Hashem. Yeah, every Jew has it, whether you know about it or not. So he says, where does that come from? And that's where we're up to now. He says, the inyan is, ki ha'avis hein hein emerkava. And Chazal tell us, we just started this last 2 weeks ago, we didn't get too far in it. Ki ha'avis hein hein emerkava, the avis are what's called the chariot, the horse of Hashem, the wagon of Hashem. What does it mean? This is an expression in the Medrash. The Medrash says, because there's a pasuk in Chumash about Avram Avinu, it says, Vayal me'olav Elokim. God went off him. As if to say, God is riding him, and God went off him. So the Medrash says, Mikan, that the Ovis, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, were Merkava. What does Merkava mean? Just like the horse goes where the rider leads it, the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov went where Hashem led them. They didn't have their own will, their own decisions. Where Hashem wanted them to go, that's where they went. Because they were so bottled to Hashem, okay, Zochu Lahamshech, therefore they merited to reveal and bring down Nefesh, Ruach, Nisham, the three levels of the soul. Livneim Achareim, to the children after them, Ad Elam, forever, Mi'eses Sviris de Kedushas, from the 10 levels of Kedusha, Shaba Arva Elamis, which is on the 4 worlds of Atzilis, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya, L'chol Echad Ve'echad, to every single Jew, Kfi Madrigase, O Kfi Ma'isev, according to his level and his actions. Meaning, because of Avram's greatness, Avram merited that every one of his children, for all generations, forever, have a connection to God. They revealed to them from the levels of Kedusha, of Atzilus, Bri, Yitzir, Nasir. And he said, Al Kopanim, Afilu Lekal Shebekalim, even to the lowest of low Jew, that has no understanding of God, no feeling of God, no nothing. Upeisha Yisrael, even the Jewish sinner, let alone they don't have any feeling. They mamish sin. Nimshech bezivugam. When they have relations to create a child, it reveals nefesh de malchus de asiya, the lowest level of the worlds, which is malchus of the lowest of worlds. Shimadreiga tachteina, which is the lowest level of kedushas asiya, but they still have that level. And I'm going to read and I'll explain. V'alfa v'kei nevertheless. The fact that it's from the 10 levels of Kedusha. He klula mikulam is composed of all of them, even Chochma Vasiya, which in it is Malchus of Atzilus, which in it is Chochma. We'll explain this outside. Kabbalistically, and obviously according to Chassidus, there are 4 spiritual worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. These are the 4 spiritual worlds. Each one of those worlds is composed of 10 levels. That we learned before in the earlier parts of Tanya. What are the 10 levels? 3 intellectual levels, Chochma, Bina, and Das. And the 7 emotional levels, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Chod, Yesed, Malchus. So you have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, which is Chabad. And then you have love, fear, beauty, sovereignty, victory. I mean, all the foundation, all the 10 levels. Each one of those 10 is composed of all 10. Like we know by Sfiris HaOmer, when you count the Omer, you have 49 days of the Omer. Each week is a different attribute. The first week is Chesed. But in the first day of the first week is Chesed of Chesed, and then Gvur of Chesed, and Teferet of Chesed. You have all 7 attributes, making 7 times 7 is 49. If you have 10 levels of Kedusha, and each one is composed of all 10, so you have 100 levels of Kedusha in the 4 worlds. Really, there's zillions. But these are the 10 times 10 basic ones. When you have a necklace, for women, they understand this obviously better than a man. When you have a necklace, that is a chain necklace, right? So you have 100 links, let's say. So the bottom link, the 100th link, is still connected to the first link. Why? Because the first link, when you have a link, and by the way, that's why the worlds are called Hishtalshalis, which is the Hasidic terminology for the chain of the worlds. The reason why the 4 worlds are called Hishtalshalis, because the 4 worlds are literally a chain. Meaning, Chochma goes into Bina, Bina into Das, Das into Chesed, into Gvor, into Teferet, into Netzach. The bottom one is Malchus. Malchus of Atzilus, bottom level of level 1, goes into the next world, into Chochma, Bina, and Das. So therefore, when you look at a chain, the top, if you have 2 links, the top and the bottom are connected. The top goes into the bottom, and the bottom goes into the top. That's what a chain is, right? Which means that in the 100th link, all the way at the bottom, you still have something from the top link. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, even the lowest of Jew, that has the lowest possible neshama, Malchus of Malchus of Asiya, the 100th level of the lowest world, right? Nevertheless, that chain is connected to the one above it, above it, above it, above it, all the way to Chochma Vatzilus. So therefore, even though the Jew now is on this low level, but in this low level, you are connected to the highest of the high levels. So therefore, Alter Rebbe is explaining, Avram Avinu's greatness was that because of his greatness, that he found God on his own, and Yitzchok found God on his own, and his level of Gevura, and Yaakov found God on his own, they merited that every Jew who's born a Jew, or converts according to Halacha, has this neshama. And the neshama, no matter how low the neshama is still connected to the highest level of Chochma Vatzilus. And in fact, the Alter Rebbe really elaborated on this in the second parak of Tanya. The father produces a seed that creates a baby. In the baby, in the child, you have the head, which is the highest level of the child, and then you have the toenails, or the heel, which is the lowest of the low. But the head and the toenail are both connected. It's the heel and the toenail of the head, and it's the head of the foot. And both come from the father. So not only is the toenail connected to the head of the child, to its own head, but the toenail through the head is even connected to the father. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying, every Jew, no matter who the Jew is connected to the level of Chochma of Atzilus. And as Alter Rebbe will explain, Chochma of Atzilus has within it the essence of God. So therefore, every single Jew has this level of neshama, has this natural love of God, even if they don't even know about it. They don't even, to say more, they don't even want to know about it because they're sinning. They still have it anyway. And as Alter Rebbe gave analogies before, and I'll give them later, a child can tell a parent, I'm not your child. I divorce you. I hate you. I have nothing to do with you. And they taka don't. They rebel against the parent. But you know what? They're still the kid. There's nothing you can do about it. Tough luck. You're a Jew, tough luck, so to speak. I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, you're a Jew, you have this neshama. Ah, you scream you don't want it. You're a sinner, you don't want this Judaism bit. Tough luck, you're a Jew anyway. Whether you like it or not. Why? Because you're a descendant of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Or you convert halachically, you have this neshama, and that's it. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, no matter who the Jew is, has this relationship with God that makes it close and easy for the Jew to do mitzvahs. And this explains what we learned many, many times, but now it sheds light on this concept. What the Rambam says, and the Rebbe brings this down countless times, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, but the Rambam explains the Gemara beautifully. The Gemara says, if a guy doesn't want to do something they have to do, you beat him up until he says, I want to do it. There's a certain time the person has to give a karbon, and the Torah says, lirtzeinai, it has to be willingly. So the Gemara says, or what the Rambam talks about is really by a get. A husband willingly, when he wants to divorce his wife, God forbid, he has to do it willingly. So the Gemara says, what happens? The husband says, I don't want to do it. So the Gemara says, you beat him up until he says, I want to do it. That's what it says. Kaifanai, you beat him up, you force him until he says, I want to do it. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rambam alludes to the question, that's called wanting? It's not wanting. I'm beat up. I have no choice. I don't want to keep getting hit. I don't want to do it. How can the Torah say, and the Torah says, Torah is emes, Torah is true. If Torah says it's willingly, it's willingly. It's not American bluff acting. I don't want it. I say I want it. You know, you hate the guy and you say I love you. I mean, that's not, Torah is real. How could it be wanting if you don't? So the Rambam explained a beautiful concept, which is understood based on what we're learning here. Every Jew wants to do what's right. Every Jew wants to do what's right. An outer force, not the Jew, an external force known as the Yetzer Hara is getting in the way to stop the Jew from doing what the Jew wants to do. So when you beat him up, you're only beating up the Yetzer Hara. And when the person says, I want to, that is the real will of the person. When the Jew says, I don't want to, that's not the Jew. That's the Yetzer Hara. And that's not the Jew. The Jew wants to do what's right. The question is, he screams, I don't want to. I want to sin. The answer is, that's not you. It's Yetzer Hara. You, the Jew, no matter how low the Jew is, no matter how low the Jew wants, why? So this is the explanation. Because every Jew has a neshama. And even though the neshama is on a very, very low level, but this low level is connected to the highest of levels. So that's the real you. The Yetzer Hara. So sometimes Beis Din would beat the guy up. Physically, they beat him up. They used to whip him, beat him, hit him. I don't suggest to do it in America. You might end up in jail if they press charges against you. No. The truth is, they want to do it. If the Jew says to you, they don't want to do it, the real truth is, the fault is in us, that we're not convincing enough. If we would mean it, it would communicate. The Gemara says, words that come from the heart, enter the heart, and have its effect. If you talk to somebody and it doesn't have its effect, the probable cause, probable, is it's our fault rather than that person's.
Did you really say?
Yeah, what?
So, if the husband doesn't want to divorce his wife, I believe he must be beating up.
He did.
Not nowadays, in those days, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying when Beis Din feels that the man has to divorce his wife.
According to Torah?
According to Torah. I'll give you an example. If the woman committed adultery, then the husband can't stay married to her. Right? So he has to divorce her. What happens if he says no? Or other times, you know, the woman has a right to get, and the husband just refuses. So in biblical times, in Gemara times, sometimes they do it nowadays too, but it depends where. They beat him up until he says, I want to. But the concept is, even though the person says, what do you mean I want to? I don't want to. That's not me. Torah comes along and says, that's a lie. The you of the person wants to do what's right. This is a phenomenal concept of the Rambam. The Chassidus has, you can imagine, the Chassidus has a field day with it. And therefore, if you come to a Jew and you're not effective, it's very possible that the fault is in the communicator. They don't mean it, and the person doesn't see the sincerity, that, and that's what happens.
Should it apply to Sarbanei Getu?
Not nowadays. In those days, yeah.
But sometimes it depends on the person.
Correct. The question is how to penetrate the thick shell. Sometimes you need to melt it. Sometimes you need to take a hammer and a screwdriver and bang away. That's, it depends how to crack it. You know, if you want to crack open a coconut, you need to take a hammer and zets, you know. If you want to open up this thing to take out the tape, you don't take a hammer and hit it. You know what I mean? Because then you'll break it. In prison, there's no prison thing in Torah. But the person has to understand that this Jew that you're talking to has a neshama. And even though it's a very low neshama, but in the low neshama, it's connected to the highest level of the neshama. And therefore, the godliness of the highest levels really filters down into this low-leveled neshama of the Jew. And that's why the Alter Rebbe is explaining here, it's very close and easy for a Jew to serve Hashem because the Jew has that neshama. It's not something that you have to create. And this is really the concept in simpler English. When you come to a Jew, you don't have to create his interest in Yiddishkeit. The interest in Yiddishkeit is there, you have to reveal it. There's a big difference. You know, Like the Baal Shem Tov said, tonight's Chayelo, the Baal Shem Tov's birthday, the Alter Rebbe's birthday. It's a big day in Chassidic calendar. The Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk, Va'atem tihi li eretz chayfetz. The Pasuk said, you should be for me a desirable land. The Baal Shem Tov explained, what does it mean Jews should be a desirable land? So the Baal Shem Tov explained, all precious materials, gold, silver, platinum, uranium, I mean, all these precious materials are all deeply buried in the ground. You have to mine them. You have to dig them out. When you search for gold, silver, you don't make the gold. The gold is there. The gold is hidden. What you have to do is reveal the gold. Right? You have to find it. Sometimes, if you have dust covering the gold, but it's a thin layer of dust, sometimes you can blow and you'll reveal the gold. Sometimes you need a little shovel. Sometimes you need a big shovel. Sometimes you need a bulldozer. But the Jew has to know the gold is there. It's not that you have to put the gold there, make the gold. The gold is there, it's covered with mud. The only question is, how much mud? So that's the same thing. When you come to a Jew, you don't have to create their Yiddishkeit. The Yiddishkeit is there. It's hidden. All you got to do is blow away the mud. Sometimes you need, you know, to dig the ground, sometimes you need those, you know, those big, what they do in the city. Huh? Not both, those electric drills, whatever. It depends who the person, what the person is. But again, it's not something you have to create, it's there. Okay, start 6 lines from the bottom. That in this level, Shabameir, that it's all the way up to Chochma Vatzilis. Shabbat that in Chochma Vatzilis, Meir Erin Tzav Baruch Hu Mamish is the revelation of God openly himself. Kiriksiv, like it says in the Pasik, Hashem Bechochma, God with wisdom, Yosad Eretz, founded earth. Simply, the Pasik says, God with wisdom made earth. Here he's interpreting it differently. Hashem Bechochma, Yosad Eretz, that in the Eretz, in the earth, in the lowest level, there's a level of Chochma. Or, like we say in Davening, Kulam Bechochma Asisa, simply means he made everything with wisdom. Here he's interpreting it, that in Asisa, in Asiya, in the lowest of worlds, there is the level of Chochma. V'nimsa, so it comes out from all this. That this godly spark is found within the chokhmah of every single Jew. So whoever he is, the lowest Jew, the highest Jew, the sinning Jew, he has this level of godliness which is in chokhmah. And the level of chokhmah that this Jew has, with the godliness which is within it, Mispashetes b'chol p'chinas ha-nefesh kula, goes, spreads itself out into every part of this low Jew, l'chayesed, to give it life, m'p'chinas reisha, p'chinas ragla, from head to toe. So the Jew has to know that every Jew, from head to toe, has godliness in him. K'riksir, like it says in the Pasuk, ha-chachma t'chaya ba'aleha, chachma will make the owner alive. What does it mean? Chachma will revive the Jew. Chachma will revive the Jew. And therefore he says, Upa'amin. Now the Rebbe says an interesting concept on top of the page from the Arizal. Sometimes, Mamshichim Peshe Yisrael, sinners of Jews bring down into their children, Neshames Gevayas Me'ed, very lofty neshamas, which were be'imke aklipis, in the pits, in the depth of evil. In other words, it's very possible that certain great neshamas, that for whatever reason it is, ended up in garbage, in evil. And that neshama could be brought down into the world through a sinner, low-class Jew. And they can create such a child. And the neshama is really a very lofty level. To give you an example, Esav's neshama was a very, very lofty neshama. Esav, Yaakov's twin brother, was even greater in the neshama than Yaakov. But Yaakov remained in holiness, and Esav ended up in evil. So there are certain great neshamas that end up in evil. So the job, sometimes even a sinner can reveal such a neshama. So the Alter Rebbe basically is saying, very simply, every Jew has this level of God within him. even if they want to fight it and they want to dispute it and they want to argue it, but the fact is, whether you like it or not, you got it. And therefore, if you have that level, it's easy for a Jew to be close to Hashem. Okay, the next class.